astral travel is no modern thing. Witches, pagans, and shamans worldwide have been doing it since time immemorial. I began doing self-hypnosis in my teens. Once, when I was about 15, I went on a trip to New Mexico away from my boyfriend at the time. I missed him sorely. And one night, while away, it seemed I could no longer contain my loneliness. So, I hightailed it astrally back to Texas for a surprise visit. We spoke for many minutes through a screen door. He got quite a physical, electric-type shock, however, when he tried to touch me in that state of being. With diligent practice, I perfected magical trance techniques to such a degree that I got rather famous for it and began leading large groups by request from the time I was 18. During one memorable journey, at about this time, all assembled had agreed to travel astrally to a local grocery store that we all knew how to get to, so no one might get lost. One guy was rather skeptical, though, preferring gravity boots instead. So, I decided to prove both my prowess and the reality of the ethereal. I duly induced them, all lying about on an apartment floor. We flew and gathered behind this door beside a picturesque babbling brook. And I promptly tossed the boy in. He was a duly abashed believer when he came out of trance, drenched from head to toe, in front of all his friends. This totally true tale illustrates the fact that what happens in the astral is real. It's not fantasy. Things simply happen that you could not possibly concoct in your wildest dreams. For instance, when I take my students, say, on an astral visit to circle with other witches in, say, Benevento, Italy, we sing, we dance, we cavort with others, have real experiences that we enjoy, thrill to, remember, and later share with each other during cakes and ale afterwards. Even without telling each other things we did, each one of us did, any of the others may have witnessed it, whatever we did, without our knowledge. And they frequently do. And they tell each other, we tell each other exactly what we did, who we spoke to, danced with, how we cavorted, everything. You are alert to every sound, every feeling. Your body feels too relaxed to lumber. So, you raise your arms to the clear cerulean blue sky above and take to flight in the air as gently as soft smoke. You rise to the treetops, surveying the beautiful, peaceful island below you as you go. A huge waterfall makes rainbows as it rushes to fill an inviting emerald-colored pool. You feel like you could so easily stay in this paradise. But you decide you want to experience something different. You direct your flight. You blink thrice and in nanoseconds realize you've flown a vast distance into another realm.